Now, as far as intention with people that are starting their own entrepreneurial company, intention being taking care of the employees as well as taking care of the public, every aspect of the way they're creating the company to be integrous?
Well, of course, integrity has different expressions depending on what your level of consciousness is. Some companies, the founders, you know, we're spiritually oriented, and that was the culture. Others, they didn't come here to save the world. They just came here to make a living. I can remember working in factories, you know, and they timed you how often you went to the bathroom. You know, Henry Ford didn't allow laughing. You laughed on your job, out you went. You're here to work, not laugh. So at the same time, he established the $5 a day so that you see how things are complicated. So if you're starting out with survival, being beneficent comes later when you have some kind, when you have adequate funds to be that way. Also, to some degree, how honest you can be depends on how, where you are in the struggle for survival. When you get up to 500, or when you get into the higher levels, of course, you're worried about the happiness of your employees and whether they're feeling fulfilled and whether this is what's going to be best for them. And those are concerns that don't come in until you're pretty well established within yourself, you know, whether they're worrying about people are happy or not.
Well, we hear about countries like Sweden where there's a lot of vacation time, where the running around that we do in America is just not accepted, where the employee is given a lot of freedom, a lot of recreation.
Europe has a 35-hour work week, not 40. Whether that's good or bad, you know, it's just a matter of preference, whether you like blue or green.
There's been an outing of institutions that may not be integrous, like Enron, Martha Stewart. Do you feel this will continue as the world consciousness grows? And then is the world consciousness growing because of these outings, or are these outings a result of the world consciousness growing?
It's the outings are a reaction to the rise and level of the consciousness of mankind. We're talking about the average in America, but the consciousness level in other parts of the world is considerably different. Secular countries calibrate, you know, in the 300s. This country calibrates the highest of any country in the world right now. As these new developments spread across the world, when they impact a certain culture, depends on the level of consciousness of that culture. Now, here, everybody's expected to go to college if you can possibly do it. And this whole culture is where, you know, they don't even have a grade school.